Good morning. A seasonable and comfortably pleasant start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some of the hill towns and mountains have dropped back lower into the 50s with a little bit of cool air in place. And other locations have seen patchy, dense fog this morning with low visibility. These locations include the lower Hudson Valley and most of New England, especially the Connecticut Valley. As the sun gets higher in the sky, this fog should tend to dissipate, leading to a mix of sun and clouds today, not only in those locations, but across the entire region. With a large ridge of high pressure building in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, temperatures will begin to warm to summer-like levels. The humidity will increase as well today as highs reach into the middle and even some upper 80s. Closer to the coast, lower 80s will be more common. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s again tonight with areas of fog forming in the same locations, and it will be dry. And that ridge of high pressure will dominate pretty much for the rest of the week. So a repeat performance again on Wednesday with warm temperatures under a mix of sun and clouds with increased humidity and highs in the mid-80s. On Thursday, we'll watch a little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere push through this strong ridge. So in the partly sunny skies and humid conditions, we'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms develop, but mostly dry, and highs will be in the lower 80s. A stronger area of energy will begin to break down the ridge on Friday. This, combined with an approaching cold front, will lead to more numerous and widespread thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side. Otherwise, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy and highs will be near 80. Behind this front, breezy and cooler with lower humidity for the upcoming weekend and a return to sunshine with highs in the middle 70s Saturday and near 70 on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, over portions of Florida, an area of disturbed weather in the eastern Gulf of Mexico has led to widespread heavy rain. Moderate to heavy rain is expected to spread toward the Georgia and coastal Carolinas through tomorrow as the system drifts across the peninsula before weakening. The associated flash flood risk is considered marginal today and tomorrow as the heaviest rain is expected to remain offshore. Meanwhile, a front will meander across the plains and Midwest through tomorrow, providing a focus for strong to severe thunderstorms that could cause flash flooding for parts of the plains and Mississippi Valley. A broad swath of the region has flash flood watches in effect from the Ark-La-Tex north through Kansas City and into Nebraska. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 22 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 57, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, Palm Springs, and Thermal, all in California, to a low of 12 at Pikes Peak, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine, near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 68, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.12 inches for the month, which is 1.74 inches below normal, and 11.89 inches for the year, which is 2.14 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 50, the record high, 94, set in 1914 and 2010, and the record low, 38, in 1969 and 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m., sunset this evening 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with patchy dense fog tonight and lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid again, mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and humid with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely on Friday, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity Saturday, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, refreshingly cooler on Sunday, near 70. And mostly sunny, near 70 again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.